سلامت دار و ندارم نظر امامم گریم خونی ختم کلامم دار و ندارم نظر امامم بر سر عهد دست پا بستم در چه ز تن جدا شده دستم خون خدا فداییت هستم سیدیا حسین حسین مولا
عاشورا یک حادثه
عاشورا was not merely a historical event or incident. It was a culture, a continuous trend, a perpetual lesson for the Islamic Ummah. Hazrat Abi Abdullah, peace be upon him, with this movement, which had its justification, rational, logical, clear justification in its time, indeed presented a lesson for the Islamic Ummah. He left that example for us.
فاطمه فرزند کرد خطاب مرکز عشقت ارتب و تابم فاطمه فرزند کرد خطاب بغض غم تو در گلو دارم ساقیم و ز تو سبو دارم از نفس تو رنگ و بو دارم سیدیا حسین حسین مولا بلا نبین انشالله وعده ما کربلا حسین حسین مولا سر
سه عنصر
There are three elements in the movement of Imam Hussein, the element of logic and reason, the element of epoch and dignity and emotion. The element of logic and reason in this movement is manifested in the expressions and remarks of Imam Hussein before he launches the movement. From the time of his presence in Medina up to day of his martyrdom, every sentence of his illuminated remarks express a firm logic, underline a firm logic. The gist of this logic is that when the conditions are ripe, it is the duty of a Muslim to take action. and whether this action is dangerous, has risks or not, it should be taken. The highest risk is that man may lose his life and lives of his dear ones in this movement. The lives of the next of kin, husband, wife, children, daughters, sons, sisters, and they may be exposed to capture. They may become captives. These words have become very commonplace for us, but they are really very strong. Even if this is the risk, when the conditions are ripe for appropriate action concomitant with this risk, a Muslim should take action.
کودکان پا برهنه بزار دست بسته به کوچه غم کودکان پا برهنه بزار سر زینب شکسته شده تا نگاهش شده به نگار بین زندان همه در شور و ناله بین زندان همه در شور و ناله قل و زنجی به دستان سه ساله یبن زهرا حسین سالار زینب
Hussein bin Ali, peace be upon him, knew his fate. We shouldn't conceive that he closed his eyes and in order to achieve power, whose objective was secret, of course, launch the movement. No, it is not necessary to reach this conclusion through an intellectual approach. According to very precise calculations, he could guess the destination, the fate, on the basis of his immediate knowledge. But the issue was so important that when a person with dignity of Imam Hussein faces this problem, then he should sacrifice his life and offer it to the Lord. It is a lesson for the Muslims up to the Day of Judgment. This lesson has been practiced. It was not so that a lesson was given and, let's say, a lesson was written on the blackboard and then wiped out. No. It has been written with divine color on the forehead of the Islamic history and just called the Muslims to practice it, and it has been practiced.
بر زمین کربلا از صدر زین افتاده بود بود و در عالم شه این بیمدد کار و قریب آره با ناله حلم مویی
عنصر دوم در حرکت حضرت ابی عبدالله علی.
The second element in the movement of Imam Hussein is epic making or epic. That is, the movement should be launched on the basis of Islamic dignity. Indeed, al-izzatu lillah wa lirasul wa al-mu'minin. Dignity belongs to Allah, Prophet, and the believers. The Muslims, in the way of this struggle too, must preserve their dignity and dignity of Islam. In the peak of oppression, when you look at the face, it's an epical face. It is a dignified face. In fact, when Imam Hussein asked for one night of time, it was in a dignified manner. And when he said, "Hal min nasirin yansurni," is there anybody to help me? It was from the stance of dignity and strength. When from Medina to Kufa, in the route from Medina to Kufa, encounters different places, different persons, and talks to them, it is not from the strength of weakness, from the stance of weakness. It is from the position of strength and dignity. So, in all struggles that the followers of Ashura should engage in, must take into consideration this element. All the actions based on this struggle, whether religious, whether propagation, whether sacrifice of life, should be from the position of dignity. The third element out of three main elements of Imam Hussein's movement is emotion, that is, within the event itself and in the continuation of the movement, emotion plays a very decisive role. And there was a border emerged between Ashura movement and Shi'i movement on the one hand, and other currents and movements and trends. It is not merely argumentation and reasoning, love, emotion, kindness, sympathy, weeping, all are intermingled with each other. The power of emotion is a great power. Therefore, we have been asked to weep and to make others weep on this occasion and elaborating the occasion. Zainab Kubra, peace be upon her, in Kufa and in Sham, Damascus, spoke in a logical manner, but at the same time she was reciting, she was mourning Imam Sajjad on the pulpit, although he was just argumenting, but at the same time he was mourning. This mourning has been continued and should continue up to the Day of Judgment, because we have to raise the emotions, we have to wake the emotions up in the atmosphere of love and kindness. Many truths are understood which are not understandable and comprehensible outside this its atmosphere.
ابن زهرا حسین سالار زینب ابن زهرا حسین ابن زهرا ابن زهرا حسین
زینب کبرا.
Hazrat Zainab Kubra indeed demonstrated the peak of feminine sympathy and also excitation, along with a clear, frank language of a struggle in the way of Allah, and the clearness of the knowledge that was expressed through her tongue, in fact, astonished the audience. She is a woman, and the splendor of her femininity, indeed, humiliated the apparently luminaries. This is a feminine dignity, that is a combination of excitation and human emotion, which cannot be found in any man. That is, exciting emotion cannot be found in any other, in any man. She accompanied this with dignity, spiritual firmness, which in fact absorbs all great events in herself, and then tramples upon all fires, and then traverses and goes ahead, and at the same time gives us lessons, gives awareness to the people. At the same time, takes care of Imam of her time just like a mother, and gives tranquility to Imam of the time, that is Imam Sajjad, and looks after the nephews and nieces and the orphans who have lost their father in that great event, in that tumultuous storm. She stands like a dam, like a bulwark, and brings about security, sympathy, and condolence to them. It is an all-comprehensive personality. Islam wants women to go towards this direction. This is the role model.
تو با خطاب شام چون ز تا
تشت طلا تو را دیدم. زنها ببالید به خودتون که یه همچین بیبی دارید، چون ز تشت طلا تو را دیدم. از تو خواهر به خیش بالیدم.
زینب کبرا،
Zainab Kubra has been a role model for our women throughout history. Her reason, dignity, meekness, emotion, straightforwardness, and chastity and firmness of spirit, and at the same time, motherly, sisterly feelings and motherly and sisterly treatment of all members, and lighting the candle of compassion and kindness, and then hosting the members on the table of emotion. These are her characteristics.
پس از تو شد شام بلا کربلای من، کاخ ستم شکست از خطبه های من، کاخ ستم شکست از خطبه های من. برادر جان حسین